We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we're talking today with our guest from the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, otherwise known as NBAF, here in Manhattan, Dr. Chuck Dodd, Dr. Ken Burton, and Katie Pulaski joining us here this morning. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Great conversation in that first segment with Dr. Dodd. Ken, I might ask you next, how is NBAF collaborating with Plum Island now?
Well, as Dr. Dodd said, you know, we've got a tremendous team at Plum Island, and we've got a great team here in NBAF in Manhattan that you hear about. So we're, you know, really working to focus on making that one NBAF concept, because we're blending not only Plum Island and the Manhattan teams, but we're also blending two agencies, the Agricultural Research Service and the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. So early on, we've really been focused on trying to make sure that the two teams begin to communicate and get to know each other, you know, to start building that bond between the East Coast and Manhattan. And they've done a really great job. Early on, we began with what was called our weekly lunch and learn session. And these alternated between presentations by the operational staff here in Manhattan and the scientific staff at Plum Island. And these were really successful in just introducing the two groups to each other and help them get to understand what each team does and will do for NBAF. And at the same time, we also were able to include some presentations by local groups like the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce and some university groups to share more about the Manhattan community and to familiarize the SCIATIC staff with, you know, what they can look forward to when they move to Manhattan. Those early meetings evolved into what were called deep dive meetings between the operational and scientific staff. And these were actually, you know, we weren't able to get into the NBAF facility at that point, so they were virtual walkthroughs of the NBAF facility. And those deep dive discussions provided great conversations on how the scientific and operational staff will work together to develop flow plans and standard operating procedures when we're actually in the facility. And those have actually translated well into, you know, we're actually phasing into the facility, and so a lot of that work and conversations are coming to fruition now. And then now those two meetings have kind of transitioned into what we call weekly one NBAF meeting between the operational staff and scientific staff at Plum Island. And these are guided discussions, and Dr. Dodd co-leads these meetings, and they address one or two topics a week, such as like transshipping receipt of biological samples, IT needs for the research teams, and even down to things like how mail delivery is going to work within the facility. So the two teams are really, I feel like, blending really well. And Plum Island's already got that great camaraderie, and we want to make sure that that carries over in here to NBAF. So it seems to be a great blend, and it's people like Chuck and others that are just opening those doors and making sure people reach out to each other and collaborate.
Well, Dr. Burton, I recently read about the discovery of a disease called African swine fever in the Dominican Republic. Can you tell us the significance of this to USDA and potentially to NBAF?
Sure, Brandon. As Dr. Dodd mentioned with his time in Africa, you know, many of these diseases are definitely devastating to some of the more underdeveloped countries. But this is a disease that actually could be devastating should it be introduced into the United States. And so this is a significant finding. And actually, it's the result of very successful surveillance efforts to provide early detection of the virus in areas where it currently was not found. So we've mentioned before that the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab serves as an international reference laboratory for these transboundary animal diseases. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service employees at Plum Island have confirmed through their laboratory diagnostics that African swine fever was found in those samples collected from pigs in the Dominican Republic. So you heard before on one of our programs from Dr. Luis Rodriguez that the Agricultural Research Service at Plum Island, the Foreign Animal Disease Research Unit scientists have recently developed a vaccine for ASF, and they're working towards its commercialization. So that's significant, and that's a mission that's going to continue at NBAF. And very significant because up until recently, there's been no treatment for African swine fever or any vaccine available. So the potential for a successful vaccine to be developed is going to be really important. And this is a disease, as I mentioned, it's found in countries around the world, and over the last several years, it's spread through China, Vietnam, Mongolia, as well as parts of the European Union, and has been devastating to their swine industries and swine populations. So never been found in the United States, and we want to keep it that way. And USDA is working closely with other federal and state agencies and the swine industry and producers to take whatever necessary actions we can to protect our nation's swine industry and keep this disease out. So African swine fever is currently part of the mission for both APHIS, Battle Diagnostics, and the ARS Badru scientific team. And so when everything moves to NBAP, it's going to be a critical mission here at NBAP also.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that a lot of work's being done to prevent that coming in here to our country. Katie, I might ask you, what's being done to attract right now the best scientists to NBAP?
Yeah, great question, Brandon. You know, the situation that Dr. Burton was just speaking about, you know, really speaks to the importance of having facilities like Plum Island and NBAP. You know, certainly at NBAP and like they do at Plum Island as well, researchers and scientists will be able to partner with industry and scientists all over the world to share ideas and resources and ultimately make these disease-fighting products available to veterinarians and ranchers. I know we've talked before about the undergrad and grad-level workforce development initiatives that APHIS and ARS have in place to develop some of that expertise we're going to need at NBAP and to attract the best scientists. So examples of those are the NBAP Scientist Training Program and the NBAP Laboratory and Training Program. And then we're also, kind of as Chuck had mentioned, and I think Dr. Burton also alluded to it, we're also working hard to just make sure that team members from Plum Island know what they need to know to feel comfortable in making the decision about whether to move to the Midwest. So we've hosted sessions with team members from Plum Island where we've talked about the Flint Hills region and answered questions about the area. The Manhattan Chamber of Commerce has helped us with some of those presentations in our employee internal newsletters, which we share with our Plum Island team as well. We feature things we've all come to know and love about the regions. We have a Discover the Heartland series and also a How I've Found My Man Happiness series featuring employees and their experiences in the area. So those are fun. I always learn some new things as well, just reading those and what people love about the area. And then Jack had mentioned some of the elements of the NBAP design that are really designed to appeal to scientists, including those from Plum Island, so the windows and biocontainment, the water features that really was designed with the Plum Island employees in mind. And then I've even heard that the NBAP individual shower room versus the communal showers that they have at Plum Island going into and out of containment are going to be an improvement.
All right, lots being done here. As far as the NBAP team here in Manhattan, how much of the team is already here?
I can go ahead and take a stab at answering that question, and then if Dr. Burton has anything to add, I'll let him take over. So we have more than 230 of our 400 full-time employees hired and then starting to work to stand up NBAP operations. As I've mentioned before, more than 150 of those at this point have come on board during maximum telework. So we're grateful that we've been able to continue making that progress. The team is really doing a fantastic job, even working mostly from a distance. I think we've had a few key positions hired recently. Dr. Burton, you want to maybe mention a few of those?
Sure. Thanks, Katie. Yeah, we've had some real success and some positions that we've been really looking to get on board, come on board here in the recent time. Our biologics development module director, so we visited a little bit about the BDM being a proof of concept production facility that will allow scientists to work with the private sector and to learn lessons learned and to look at small scale production for feasibility of some of these diagnostic platforms, vaccines, and treatments. So the BDM director began August 2nd, and we'll be sure and have him on sometime here in the near future. Our quality assurance manager came on board this week, and that position, she's responsible for making sure that we go through a lot of the accreditation and certifications and meet the regulations that are necessary for the quality within NBAF that we expect and work towards. We're hiring occupational health nurses. We're about to make some offers on those positions and should have those on board within the next few weeks. And then our safety, health, environmental manager chief is coming on board the end of this month. So that position has been vacant since about February, and we're going to backfill that with a really excellent hire, and we'll get that person on board also when they get relocated here to Manhattan. So key positions coming back into place and moving forward really well.
All right. Well, lastly, Katie, are you still giving regular NBAF presentations to organizations in Manhattan right now?
We sure are, Brandon. We continue to be really active giving NBAF updates both within the Manhattan area as well as across the region and the state. We have some presentations this month we're excited about. One is with the Kansas City International Relations Council, got the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program, and a Kansas chapter of the American Institute of Architects that will be sharing some information about NBAF too. And then we also have a speaking engagement at the Livestock Emergency Disease Response System Conference, that's a mouthful, in Nebraska next week. So even though we certainly prefer presenting in person, you know, one benefit to taking our presentations virtually means we can reach people across the nation pretty easily. So we're always excited to offer up some time to talk to folks about NBAF. You know, and that's really a great way also to attract interested employees from all over the world, both from the operations and science side. So we're happy to keep doing those as much as we can.
All right. Well, a lot of good information here today from our NBAF officials. We appreciate all of you joining us here, Dr. Burton, Dr. Dodd, and Katie Pulaski. Thank you guys so much for being here, and we'll look forward to talking again next month.
Thanks as always, Brandon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon.
You bet. That'll wrap up our first half of the show. Stay tuned. Perry Wiggins will join us next. He's Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council here on KMAN.